Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. I hope you're having a great day. A lot to get to, but real quick, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And don't forget, today's podcast, it's presented to you by the great people over at Superbook Sports Colorado. Like I said, a ton to get to today. Cannot wait. A lot of great headlines. Real quick, for the catch-up segment, this should be sponsored by Heinz.
Do you like ketchup? Oh, yeah. We came to the right place. DeHuff Uncensored. You put ketchup on your wieners, why not on DeHuff Uncensored? Well, that got weird, didn't it?
Anyway, just to catch you up before we jump into headlines, by the time I'm done with this story, you're going to be like, oh, my God, yes. Been there. So I told you last week that we got our kids a trampoline, good-sized trampoline, very cool, has the protective netting and everything, so they're less likely to hurt themselves, but it's still possible. So anyway, the kids were out back last night, jumping on the trampoline, having a good time. My wife and I are inside, just chilling. Then all of a sudden, they both start screaming. My wife and I ran to the backyard. And we're expecting to see the worst. And I got to be honest, I was not prepared for what I saw. Blood everywhere? Broken bones? No. They were screaming like it was the end of the world because my freaking son can do front flips on the tramp. Yeah, really annoying, Jackson. Really annoying.
I'm here too.
Yeah, thanks for contributing, buddy. Seriously, they're like, oh, 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 and we're like, oh, shit, what? We both run out there, seriously thinking that they were dying. And then, nope, that's not what it was at all. Now, that being said, very impressive that they can do flips. Very cool. But, geez, now, does that not remind you of this? This is where I'm getting the connection with you. Is you're driving with your significant other. And then all of a sudden, everything's calm and cool in the car. Ah, nice and quiet. Then all of a sudden, boom. Oh, my God. What? Oh, my heart starts pounding. It's more like this. Like a freaking raccoon. Not a raccoon, like a squirrel. There we go. I'm scanning to see what I missed. Like, you know, what is it? A large animal on the road that I'm about to hit? No. Rolled over semi-truck? No. My wife watching something on social media? Yes! Yes! That's what she does to me all the time. Oh, shit! And I'm like, whoa, what? What? She's on this thing on TikTok. Or, oh my God, this kid, like he was skateboarding or blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. Does that happen to you? It probably has. So annoying. She does that to me all the time, and it gives me these mild heart attacks, and it just drives me nuts. But you know what doesn't drive me nuts? I'll tell you what. Say it with me. Let's jump into those headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Well, Tom Brady told Sports Illustrated just the other day that he's definitely retired. Do you believe him? Listen, I hope he's telling the truth because I don't want that motherfucker coming back into the NFL. He's that geriatric fuck better not get back onto the football field. I'll tell you what. He said he's just looking forward to broadcasting in 2024. Now, that being said, an NFL spokesman told TMZ Sports that the retired quarterback, Tom Brady, could play with the Raiders once his ownership stake is officially approved, provided a separate vote allowing him to hold both roles as owner and player passes. Both votes would need a 3/4 majority to pass. So it's not out of the question. I mean, the Raiders don't really have a quarterback right now, so who knows? Who knows? How annoying would that be? It would be kind of cool if he wasn't in the same division as the Denver Broncos. As a fan of the Denver Broncos, and, you know, they're part of the AFC West, as is the Las Vegas Raiders, that would just bug the crap out of me.
Now, if he was with, let's say, you know, the Giants or something like that, I'd be like, oh, go ahead, knock yourself out. How cool, fun to watch. Watch this old guy.
Brought to you by Metamucil. When you really need to go, slam down some Metamucil. That's what Tom Brady does, and he's fit as a fiddle. Metamucil.
There you go. Can Tom Brady just start doing old guy endorsements? Because I think that would be great. And we're all waiting for it, right? Now, I hope he stays true to this and doesn't come back, because it's getting a little tiresome. It's kind of like the old Brett Favre shit. We don't need to see you barely going out there. I'll tell you what, at least Brett Favre was kind of fun to watch because he was such a gunslinger, just throwing shit down the lane, and who knows what's going to happen. Your breath was being held every single time Brett Favre threw the ball, because that's just the way he played. Tom Brady, he's really good, but just not exciting to watch. He may be the best quarterback ever between him and Peyton Manning. It's a great debate, and you could just sit there and go back and forth on it. You could make a case for either one of them. But were they as exciting to watch as somebody like a Brett Favre? No, I don't think so. Just because you just don't know what that motherfucker's going to do. Even after he retires, you're just like, huh, wow, did not see that coming, you scumbag. Allegedly. I didn't see, speaking of getting blindsided by shit, I didn't see this coming, and I'm very curious to see how this plays out. Because I know this individual from many things that he's done, but I just didn't see him in this role. Who am I talking about? Will Ferrell, the great comedic actor that is Will Ferrell. And even though most of his roles are essentially the same, he's kind of like Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson plays essentially the same character in every movie. That being said, yeah, most of his movies are worth watching, right? Same with Will Ferrell. You know you're going in there, you're going to laugh. Well, he's going to play legendary coach, broadcaster, and video game icon John Madden in an upcoming movie. And I'm excited and so curious to see how this goes. And I don't know if it's going to be a comedy slant or if it's just going to be just straight up, in a sense, I guess, just a like almost like a documentary slash drama. I don't know. But then the more I'm thinking about it, I was like, I've never heard him do like a John Madden character. The only character that really stands out to me when he's with Will Ferrell doing an impression is this one, and that's Harry Carey.
I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess. Heck, I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
Because you're curious like a cat?
Yes. Hey, now, Ken, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
What?
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser. Hey, what about this? If you had a choice between being the top scientist in your field or getting mad cow disease, what would it be?
Well, of course I would choose to be the top scientist in my field.
Oh, good. I was worried you'd choose mad cow.
Why would you think that?
I guess I'm just a worrier. That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
That's why my friends call me Whiskers. You know who does the best Harry Carey impression? Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt, who I used to work with at the radio station, now with Fox Sports. He does the best Harry Carey I have ever heard. It's very similar to Will Ferrell's, I'll be honest. But that being said, it's really freaking good. To the point where one time we had actor, comedian, Jay Maher. Is that his last name? Or Jay Moore? Jay Moore
Why was I thinking of Maher? Oh, I'm thinking of Bill Maher. Jay Maher was in studio, and he does his, and then Mike Evans said, whoa, that's good and all, but you got to hear Joel's. And Joel did it in front of him, and he sat there, and he's like, okay, yeah, yours is better than mine. Jay said that to Joel. That's pretty cool. I mean, Joel Klatt has accomplished a lot in his life, but to have a iconic actor comedian tell him that he, like, his impression of Harry Carey was better, that's pretty cool. Like, I'd put that on my resume. They're like, Joel, let's see you did so much at Colorado, University of Colorado, set a lot of records out there. Good for you. Had a cup of coffee in the NFL. Not bad, not bad. And then let's see. Broadcasting? Yeah, all right. Worked with Scott Duff. That's quite an accomplishment. Oh, and I see you could do a mean Harry Carey impression. That's great. You got the job. How cool is that? Very cool. I really didn't have anything else to say about that Will Ferrell thing, but I'm just curious about it. I can't wait to see how that unfolds, because it's just not a character that I would imagine him doing. Frank Caliendo does a great impression of John Madden. I couldn't imagine him doing an entire movie, although I did say that, you know, just to see if I could get him to Frank to say something on social media. He didn't bite, damn it. But he's the one that does the best John Madden out there, but I couldn't imagine him actually starring in a movie. So that's what's going to be interesting, to see what they do. Are they going to have him go heavy on the impression, or are they just going to have him do it lightly? Because you notice that when guys do impressions of people, that we over-exaggerate when we do stuff. It's like me trying to do Connery. Obviously, Connery doesn't always talk about banging people's moms, although he should have. He would have been so much more popular. He's like one of the most iconic actors ever. But he's sitting there going, well, damn it, I could be banging your mother right now. What the hell am I doing here? Obviously, he doesn't talk like that, but that's what you got to do. You got to over-exaggerate, over-indulge on the cadence and all that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how they want him to go about it. I can't even think of how to do John Madden, but you know what? It's in the back of your head. We're like, boom, bang, boom. See the guy over there? Sounds like he has a sandwich in his mouth. He's all, listen here, John. I can't. No, he's like, his sidekick was, Pat Summerall. Listen here, Pat, you got the guy coming around here, he's holding a chicken leg, and he's like, ah, and then I'm like, oh, look at him, he got his hands on him, and he's like, damn, I'm not letting go of that chicken wing, and then boom, bang, zoom, right through the middle, banana peel. That's the very first time, you're welcome, that I have ever attempted to do a John Madden impression. Let me know your thoughts. Give me a grade on that. 1 to 10, was that... Does it break the 5 or does it stay below the 5? Let me know. DuhuffUncensored@gmail.com or hit me up on my socials and just respond with a number. Okay. We don't need to drag it out, especially if it's embarrassing. Okay. If you just respond with like a -1, I'll just cry myself to sleep tonight. Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. God dang it. You know who's going to send me in a -1, -2? It's going to be somebody named Kyle.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
Yeah, right? Come on, Kyle. Leave me alone, you dick. Hey, we got more coming your way. But first, bring that big bet energy this summer with Superbook Sports. Superbook Sports is the most trusted name in sports betting. And right now, use promo code MILEHIGH to score up to $250 with their first bet bonus. So win or lose, they're going to match your first bet up to $250 with promo code MILEHIGH. All you got to do, visit superbook.com for terms and conditions, or what you can do is download the Superbook Colorado app in your app store. Then don't forget to use that promo code MILEHIGH, and you're going to get $250 courtesy of Superbook Sports. If you got a gambling problem, no worries. It's okay. They're here for you. Call 1-800-522-4700. It's interesting. I actually kind of had a run-in with the main entity that runs this magazine when I talked about cycling. I think we're on good terms now, but I voiced my opinion about cyclists, I want to say about 2 years ago now, because it was one of my first episodes. I had a run-in with a cyclist, and they're mean to me. And I jokingly went at them, and boy, that is a rough crowd. Rough crowd. Anyway, a lot of people threatening my life and blah, blah, blah. But hey, you're healthy and happy, allegedly, on your bicycles. So anyway, Backpacker Magazine, great magazine, actually. If you go out there, you might want to go pick up a copy because they got a lot of good stuff in there. So they wrote an article stating this: Colorado is so sick of hikers pooping on the trail that it's given away free trowels. This is not something I knew was a problem. And I imagine within a week or so, this is going to start hitting all the other news outlets out there. Okay. So somehow I stumbled upon this, and it's a great little story, and it's kind of crazy. So as part of the Do Colorado Right, and they spell it D-O-O campaign, the office is giving away 3,500 packed light kits, which includes a lightweight trowel, biodegradable wide tablets, and I don't know what those kind of tablets, basically that to help, there are these little tablets to help decompose the waste. Okay. So they're trying to help people out, encourage them, be like, don't just poop in the woods, bury your poop in the woods. You know, you always hear that. Does a bear poop in the woods? Yeah. Yeah, they do, but they're bears. You're a human being. You should be able to dig a hole and poop in it and then cover it up. Instead, you're ruining these trails for all these people that go out there. Could you imagine if you veer off slightly off the trail, then you step in a big old pile of man poop? Oh, I'd be so pissed off. Now, Jake Thomas, who's one of the founders of PACT, told Denver's KDVR, Fox 31, that the rise in poorly handled poop situation in the outdoors is largely a result of hikers either lacking the knowledge or the equipment to properly manage their bathroom breaks in the absence of facilities. And that's the PACT's kits. Actually, Backpacker reviewed them, and apparently they're really good kits. And they're trying to use these kits to help find the solution. And he says, for us, when we saw the increase in the rising poop problem, we realized that we have kits for everything we do outdoors. We have first aid kits, we have cook kits, and these kits make it easier to be prepared. So why, if going to the bathroom is something we generally do every day, who doesn't poop every day? I got to be honest. Side note, who doesn't poop every day? That's like the biggest, you know, relief of your day is, you know, every day I go at the same time. Oh, it's so nice. If you don't have a poop schedule, you need to get on one. It's going to make you smile a lot more. Anyway, going back to the article. So if that's something we do every day, do we not have simple, easy to use kits for people to poop in the woods? Well, they did. So the situation has gotten so bad that a growing number of destinations, including some popular parts of Eagle, Holy Cross, Ranger District near Vail, are now requiring visitors to pack out their own poop. This is a bizarre story, and it seems so obvious. I thought that, like, if you were in the woods, you were supposed to bury it. Well, obviously you are, but I thought everybody knew that. I've told you guys before, I hate going camping. I hate, you know, not taking a shower every day. And I would think that if you're out there hiking, that you have a more of a mental grasp of how the outdoors works, but apparently not. If you poop in the woods, you got to bury it. And let's be honest, it's not that hard. Even if you don't have a shovel, you could use a stick or a rock, unless you really got to go. And you're like, I can't, I'm sweating. Oh, fuck, oh my God. But either way, there's all these places now around Colorado where you can try to get your free packed kit. So you, like, if you're out and about, you can go to the bathroom in the woods and not cause a problem. It's obviously that big of a problem where they're like, we have to start putting thousands of these toolkits across the state. So when people are hiking, they can stop in, grab one, and then that way they don't damage the wilderness for everyone else. Seriously, people. It's the classic. You got one or two people, well, probably more than that, ruining it for everybody else. If you're going to the bathroom in the woods, dig a hole, cover it up, please. My God. So sick. You guys are gross. You know who does that. You know who's pooping in the woods and not, you know, doing anything with it. It's fucking Kyle. And then he's like, oh, I didn't know.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
Amen, sister. That's right. You listen to Awkwafina.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
I just, listen, it's one of those days where I just want to use random drops, okay? And shut the fuck up, Kyle works. I also have this one.
I'm fucking in and you're fucking out. Now get the fuck out of my chair.
I love it. That's Katie Powers, baby. Woo!
I'm fucking in and you're fucking out. Now get the fuck out of my chair.
Right after that, he says, Konnichiwa, bitches. I should have saved that, but I didn't. I didn't. Anyway, a Terminator-style synthetic skin for robots that actually heals itself and even has a sense of touch has been created by scientists. Oh my God, guys, we are so moving towards the Terminator style reality, are we not? But the futuristic e-skin, as they call it, like that was worn by Arnold Schwarzenegger's cyborg character, could even be used to help fuel the rise of the most important sense of technology that we have going in this world. What is it? It's sex robots. That's right. Sex bots. Making them ultra realistic. Oh my God. It's like really a cool thing. But then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, and it could even be used for sex robots. Like, really? Do we really need to do that? Do we? But yeah, they are. And then, like, the first soundbite that popped in my head, because you got Terminator, and then they're talking about sex robots. All I can remember is that scene where Arnold goes into the bar, and he's all, your clothes, give them to me, now. I need a sex robot, now. Where is it? I have this synthetic skin, and it makes my... Excuse me, I was going to say something inappropriate about his genitalia, but you know me, folks. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. Speaking of holes, sex robots, okay? Anyway, the skin is just so believable when you touch it. Ugh. This is so crazy. But it kind of reminds me of that random scene in the movie Tropic Thunder where they're walking through the fields and that one guy, that nerdy guy, is just talking the other people's ears off. And nobody's actually listening, but he thinks they are. And he's talking about the success of Blu-ray versus Laserdisc. And the reason why Blu-ray and DVD took off versus Laserdisc was because it depended on which one the porn industry backed. And since porn backed DVD and backed Blu-ray, that's why those took off, not Laserdisc. And that's really one of those things where we can be in denial all we want about sex robots and prostitution and all that stuff. It's such a powerful industry that while they're talking about synthetic skin. While we joke about the sex robots being using this, it's, yeah, that's going to help it survive and just exist in the world. Yeah, you can get a fake robot with real skin on it, but what does it matter unless you're fucking it? Then it's like, yeah, get me one. That's great. We're going to be such a sad society. We think we're kind of sad now. Like, you look over in, like, Japan, they have, like, horrible depression over there. And there's people that, like, you can buy pillows that are, like, half humans that so you can feel like you're cuddling with somebody. It's fucking bizarre. And then, like, sex robots. That is going to be a hugely profitable industry. If anybody ever wants me to endorse a sex robot, I'm going to do it. You know why? Because I don't see what's really wrong with it. But that being said, which would you rather do? Would you rather bang a real person, or would you rather bang a robot? Now, a robot, you can just, you know, turn off and put it in the closet. Then when you get the itch for banging, then you just open the closet and then pound away and then put it back. And apparently the skin feels real. And then if you accidentally, you know, tear something, it's gross. But if something tears, apparently it can heal itself. I know it's gross on some level, but that's just reality, man. People like to bang. That's right. They do like to bang. And that's why I'm here, Connery Duff, saying I endorse sex robots. Because no matter what, it's good to bang.
Beep, boop, bop, beep, boop.
That's so dumb. That's not, I didn't think about how I should end that one, but I did it.
Beep, boop, bop, boop.
Real quick. If the sex robot looked really hot, whatever you're into, guys, ladies, petite, large, whatever it is, and it's right in front of you, nobody's around, and it's soft to the touch, it talks back to you, listens to you, knows what you're anticipating, would you bang it? It'd be hard not to. I gotta be honest. Be like, oh my God, you're saying the right things.
You are so handsome, Mr. Dehoff. I want to bang you.
I'd be like, oh, your voice is so soothing. That'd be the worst. It's like super hot, and you're like, oh, God, yeah. Then the sex robot opens its mouth and is like,
I want to bang you.
You're like, whoa. I mean, yeah, it's fine, whatever. Guys, we wouldn't care.
Give me that hot rod.
Yeah. So anyway, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, so what's your podcast about? I'm like, well, you know, I talk about just about everything, headlines from around the world. Oh, I'll have to give it a listen. I'm like, whoa. It's uncensored, just so you know. And moments like that, that we just encountered with sex robots, that's a good disclaimer. Be like, whoa, hey. I talk about banging robots, okay? There ain't nothing wrong with it, okay? Their voices might be a little weird, but hey, who cares? What if it's like some really hot, you know, robot, you're really into chicks, and it's like, ooh, super sexy, and then they messed up the voice chips, and it's you're like, you know, combing her hair back. You're really trying to seduce a robot for some fucking reason. Then you're like, where do you want me to touch you? And all of a sudden, her sweet mouth opens, and she's like, I want you to touch my titties. And I'm like, whoa! Ah, fuck it, I'm horny, I don't care. Anyway. Woo! Pew, pew, pew. I hope nobody in my family listens to this. My wife can handle my twisted sense of humor. Maybe my brother. Everyone else, not so much. Not so much. Hey, if you want to reach out to the podcast, I love it when you do it. DeHuffUncensored@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on my socials at DeHuffPodcast. Thank you guys so much for joining the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. Unless your name is Kyle.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
I had to sneak it in.
I had to. Just like with the sex robot. Now give it to me hard.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the podcast. The month of May was just, it was a record breaker again. And I owe that all to you. It was a record breaker as far as listens on the on this podcast, as well as on social media. And it's all you. It's all you guys. So thank you so much. I really appreciate what you do. I love it when you're able to share it or just simply comment on things. It's really neat, and I appreciate it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't done so already. And thanks so much to Superbook Sports Colorado. Don't forget to use that promo code MILEHIGH. It's the Huff Uncensored. Let's keep moving forward. I'll talk to you next time.